For complete registration information for the Christians in the Marketplace Worldview Conference, April 4th through 6th at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort and Conference Center in Colorado Springs, or go to our website at breakpoint.org.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and it's a big moment in history. We are so excited that you're listening right now to Star 99.1. My name is Lisa Williams, and I am here with my friend and your friend, everybody's friend, Scott Taylor. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I am so excited to be here right now.
40 days and 40 nights are behind us. Here we go. Star 99.1 FM is on the air.
And if you're listening right now at 6 o'clock, 33 degrees, you're hearing for the first time us call ourselves Star 99.1. And to start off this moment in history after the 40 days and 40 nights of continuous music, can you believe it's finally over?
Finally over.
40 days and 40 nights. We felt like Noah on the boat. We've been itching to talk to you. And we thought it would be appropriate, it would be right to start things off right by honoring God and having some very important people in the ministry of this radio station come in and talk to you a little bit.
Absolutely. And that's why Dr. Robert B. Dahlenbeck is the president of the Pillar of Fire Radio Network. He joins us, as well as Ray Crawford. He's the general manager of Star 99.1 FM. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Scott and Dr. Bob. Hey, fellas, this better be good because you guys got me away from my coffee and toast.
We promise it's going to be good. We're so glad and honored to be here with you this morning and for you to get a chance to talk, sir. You know, I've been reading the website now for months and reading what you have been doing with this radio station and your vision for Star 99.1, and I'm just honored to be in the same building with you, Reverend Crawford.
Well, thank you, Lisa, but why don't we turn to our president, bishop, and general superintendent of the Pillar of Fire, Dr. Robert B. Dahlenbeck, and we asked him to come up here special and didn't wake him up because he's up early every morning anyway with his early broadcast. And we want Dr. Bob to lead us in prayer.
Well, it's a great privilege to be here. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to broadcast, and let us go before the Father. Heavenly Father, we recognize the joy it is to be able to go into the potential of millions of homes, to be able to each day begin and throughout the day to bring something that will help them to be conscious of your love for them. We know that you have designed man to love him, and you want us in turn to love the Father. So we pray that this radio station will be a great vehicle for accomplishing that, to help people to turn, and through the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, that they will come to know the joy there is in living for you. We pray that this radio facility and this new thrust will be a great companion to so many, and that there will be a great harvest. Yes. We take seriously the stewardship that you have entrusted to us. We remember the early days when we first began in 1931 and through the years, and now we come on a threshold of a new burst of energy and outreach, and we pray that your special blessing will touch hearts everywhere where this signal goes today and throughout the history of the station. Bless all the personnel, those that come on. Be with Lisa as she here is sparking the way for a bright morning, and may we honor you and give you praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank
Wonderful
you so
start.
Much.
Wonderful.
Dr. Dahlenbeck. And Dr. Dahlenbeck is from Colorado, but you just happen to be in town for... Why are you in town, Dr. Dahlenbeck?
Well, I come here about at least every once a month, and we are here looking at other meetings that we have. We're considering aspects of our Christian education. We are also looking at a new thrust in our publication, and we have the opportunity to see so many facets of our work. Actually, I have a number of meetings to accomplish, and God has caused the work that we're involved in here to reach around the world, and so we're very excited to be here. And it just happened that I knew that the day was coming in February with a new stepping stone and a foothold in reaching this great metroplex. And so it's nice to be here for this exciting moment as well.
Well, Dr. Bob, Scott, how do you like our Lisa?
Not to put you on the spot.
I love her.
Well, it's on behalf of me and my family, it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of something, and we just thank God for Pillar of Fire Ministries and all that you have done for so many years, and now all that you're going to do in the lives of the people listening right now, that this radio station is going to become the soundtrack of their lives, a place where they and their children can listen and always know that they're going to be safe, taken care of, and hear good music.
Thank you.
And we're going to start off with a song that definitely parallels the prayer of Dr. Dallenbach. And it's a song from Crystal Lewis, Come Just As You Are. You're listening to Star 99.1. It is 6:05.
Come just as